We talk about different names. We hear Yahweh. We hear Elohim. We heard all these different names that they shared this morning. And I wonder if we really stop and understand the importance of what those names mean to us. You see, it's not a different God. It's all one God. We're not like the American Indians that just keep adding another God onto their totem pole. I've talked with those who go to the American Indians to meet with them and to witness to them and lead them to Jesus. And they're very easy to get them to say, oh yeah, let's accept Jesus. But all they do is just add him to the totem pole. And the truth of the matter really comes is we serve one true God. And that one true God is all these names. And it is the power of all of those names that works in our life. You see, at different times in our life, we find that we need different aspects of who God is in our life at that moment in time. And as you read through the scriptures, you find different verses that tell us of those different names. And sometimes in those scriptures, it gives us the name outright. It's Yahweh whatever or Jehovah whatever. And then sometimes it's just this is who God is at this time. This is how he is working in our life. And whenever the circumstances of this week happened, and Ed called me and he's like, hey, he says, can you take care of the service? I'm not going to be able to be there on Sunday. I said, yeah, give me your notes. I said, it's the names of God. It's what's important to us. The kids are scheduled for today. We're not going to allow that to change what God has for us to hear today. I said, so give me your notes and I'll do with it the best I can. I'll share with you today what Ed has been preparing for us. And I'm sure it's not going to be as crazy as Ed does it. But that's me, it's not him, okay? But I want you to listen to the God behind it. Because here's the great thing. Yeah, Ed and Cheryl got called away today. But we're worshiping the same true God. All right? We're here to worship God. And we're looking at his names today. Ed bought you candy bars today and he put your names on the candy bars because these candy bars give you what you need for the day. They're your energy bar. It's what you need for the day. So as we look at these different names of God, and we're just going to look at 10 of them here this morning, I have some candy bars to give you, but it's for those who need that name of God today. And we're going to start today with Yahweh, the self-existing one. And in Exodus chapter 6, we see these words. And it says, therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with the mighty acts of judgment. You see, Yahweh, the self-existing one, he doesn't need anything else to make him anything. He is the one true God. He is above all else. He is the one that has the power no matter what circumstance you're going on, no matter what seems to be binding you in your life right now. He has the power to set you free. You see, in this passage of Scripture, if you read the context, and that's part of your homework this week, is to look at some of the context around these verses that we're looking at. When you read this and you go back to verse 2, and it talks, God says to Moses, he says, look, back in Abraham's life, Abraham knew me as just the I am. But today he's going to know me, the children of Abraham are going to know me as something more. They're going to know me as the all-powerful one, the self-existing one, the one who is able to redeem them. You see, they were prisoners in Egypt. And when Moses went and said, look, it's time for you to let Israel go, Pharaoh, and we're leaving. And Pharaoh, he got mad, and he says, no, in fact, they're going to work harder for me. And of course, the Israelites started crying. That's what they do. But before you laugh at them, Johnny, how many times do we do that? I do it too. When the things in this life get hard for me, and I start whining and I start bawling and I start crying. Why has it got to be this way, God? Why can't we have an easier life? This is awful. And God says, look, I'm God. I can set you free from whatever is binding you. And so I don't know what's going on in your life right now. I don't know how hard you have it. But I got three candy bars that on here says, Yahweh, the one who will free and redeem you. Now, not only is he going to set you free from what you're struggling in, but the redemption part means he's going to take whatever junk you got in your life and he's going to make that good. The redemption process takes what is bad and makes it good. And that's the power of who God is in our life. So who needs to know in their life today that Yahweh is their God? The self-existing one is their God. You know what? I love kids saying, ooh, give me candy bars. But you know what, Dad? Make sure they know that it's Yahweh that gives them the energy, not the candy bar. It's Yahweh that gives us strength to accomplish what we need to accomplish in our life. It's Yahweh that says, you know what? Things are hard right now. But I will free you. I will redeem you. I will take care of whatever that is affecting your life right now. The next one, Yahweh, Makedeshim. And if I am butchering that name, I apologize. I'm no scholar. But here's what I know about Yahweh Makedeshim. He is the Lord your sanctifier. Because he forgives and he makes you pure. Exodus chapter 31 says this, and the Lord said to Moses, say to the Israelites, you must observe my Sabbaths. This will be a sign between me and you for the generations to come, so that you may know that I am the Lord who makes you holy. Now, when you look at that scripture, the first thing you see is observe the Sabbaths, right? And it sounds like, well, I got to observe the Sabbath to be holy. No. Look down in that verse, and what does it really say? This is a sign. This is an outward expression of your life that God has already done a work in you. You see, he is the one who makes you holy. He doesn't expect you to be holy and then come to him. He says, you come to me with all your junk, with all your messed up life, with your rusty, worn out, dull axe, and you come to me and you let me polish you up, put a good handle in you, and make you work the way you're supposed to. Let me make you holy, is what God says to us. It is the Lord who makes you holy. You cannot be made holy yourself. Oh, you can do some of the right things. Oh, you may look pretty on the outside, but it is God who makes you holy. True holiness comes from a heart changed by God. True holiness comes when we confess our sins and allow him to purify us. So who needs to know in their life today the Yahweh Makedeshim? That there is a holiness that is greater than what we can do on our own. And there is a holiness that God wants to do in our life. Now listen. God wants to make you holy. And if you do that now, there's a whole pile of people here in this church that are going to tell you, you don't got to deal with the junk that they're dealing with. Because you make good decisions from now on out. That's the holiness of God in you. Let that power rule in your life, young man. Let God make you holy. You be blessed, man. God's powerful. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, God makes us holy. It's not what we can do on our own. It's not our own strength. We can clean ourselves up and we can look pretty, but when it comes right down to it, we can't do nothing on our own. And God says, I am the mighty one. I am Yahweh, but I am Yahweh Makedeshim who will make you holy. He will make you presentable to himself, a holy and a true God. The next name we're going to look at is Yahweh Rohi. Yahweh Rohi is the Lord my shepherd. The Lord my shepherd. He cares for you. Look at Psalm 23. David writes this psalm. He says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Just look at that verse. He says, for I am with you. God is in your present time right now, your present circumstances, where you're sitting right here right now. God is with you now. He says, for I am with you. He says, and no one is going to attack or harm you. He's in your future. He says, I'm sorry, I'm on the next one. See, that's the problem with not being in all week in this. He leads me beside the quiet waters. That place to lie down to restore your soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness where I'm going to go next for his name's sake. It's God's glory whenever we are nourished correctly, when we are growing correctly, whenever we are the sheep that he has called us to be. Do you need to know today that God cares for you? Do you need to know today that he cares so much for you that he's going to lead you where you need to go? He's going to lead you to meet the people that you need to meet, to the job that you need to have. He's going to lead you in what is the very best thing for you if you trust him. He's your shepherd. A farmer wants his animals to be well cared for so they produce the very best. And the scripture tells us that he is our good shepherd. He cares for us like a shepherd cares for his sheep, wanting them to grow and do the best they can do. Yahweh Rohi, he cares for you. He's your shepherd. He will care for you in the moments of your greatest need. That is who our God is. That's what he wants to do in your life. Live in the power of that. Now we go to the one I jumped to earlier. Yahweh Shema. Yahweh Shema says, the Lord is present. The Lord who is present. Acts 18, 9 through 10. One night the Lord spoke to Paul in a vision. Do not be afraid. Keep on speaking. Do not be silent. For I am with you and no one is going to attack and harm you. Because I have many people in this city. He is the one who is already there. He is where he is leading you to go. Look at that verse. For I am with you. He is in your presence. He's in your present time. No one is going to attack or harm you. He's in your future. And I have many people in this city tells me that God is working in the lives of people around you and you have no idea. So whenever you're worried about what you're going through and how hard it is and you're afraid to speak up and afraid to do what you need to do, I want you to know this today. The Yahweh Shema is in your life. Yahweh Shema is present with you where you are. Yahweh Shema is going to take you where you're going in the future. Yahweh Shema will climb a mountain with you. Pap's going on a hunting trip this week. Out in the Rockies. He's not going to get away from God. God's with him. Good for him. I don't think I could hike the mountains he's going to hike. But God's with him. How powerful is that? Yahweh Shema. The Lord is present. Don't forget his presence in your life. The power that he wants to exhibit in you. He's already there. God is not bound by time. He already knows what you're going to face. He knows what Pap's going to face climbing up them mountains. He knows where that elk's going to be when he's going to shoot it. He already knows. It's already prepared for him. He knows how thin the air is going to be up in that mountain. But God's going to be in his life. He knows what you're facing. He knows that if someone's going to come against you at work in the next couple of weeks, he knows that. He's already there. Quit worrying about it. Yahweh Shema is already there. He's present in the future. He's in your present time right now that you know about. And he's leading you there. And if we go back one to him being a good shepherd, he's not going to lead you somewhere that isn't good for you. So Yahweh Shema is with you. He is leading you where you're going. Yahweh Rapha, the Lord our healer. Isaiah 53 says this, surely he took up our infirmities, and he carried our sorrows, yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that was brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Yahweh Rapha, our healer. He does not just heal our body, but he heals our mind and our soul as well. Read all through the New Testament whenever Jesus touched a person and healed him. And look at all the times he said, not only are you healed, but your sins be forgiven. You see, God wants to do a perfect touch in your life. Sometimes the woundings are very evident on our physical body. We might have trouble getting around. We might have to have surgery. We might struggle with the physical aspects of our life. But let me tell you something. Yahweh Rapha is in the house. Yahweh Rapha wants to bring you healing, not just for your body, because a lot of times we have been injured in our mind and in our soul. And sometimes those wounds are deeper than any physical wound that could ever be wielded upon. Yahweh Rapha is in the house. Go back to that one more, a little bit, because there's one other thing I noticed. Right at the bottom there it says, and by his wounds we are healed. We are healed. It's already done. The payment, the power, the all that is encompassed in that is already accomplished for you. It's already there. All you have to do is receive it from God. and allow His power to have His working in your life. The healing is already there. By His wounds, we are healed. It's already done. Receive it. Grow in it. It is a complete healing. Live in the power of it. All right, the next one now. Yahweh Tsidkenu. Yahweh Tsidkenu. The Lord our righteousness. Psalm 5:8. Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make straight your way before me. Our God is the God who will lead you in the right way. Who needs to know what direction you're going in next? Where are you heading? You know? Who has the huge decision in their life right now? I want you to know something. God is leading you in righteousness. In the right path. In the way you're supposed to go. And it may look hard. And it may stink living in it. But He's leading you in the right path. He's leading you in the direction you're supposed to be going. Don't be afraid of that direction. It's His righteousness. It's His right way. Remember, He's the God who knows the future because He's already living in the future. He's already a part of it. He's already created it. So He knows what direction is the best direction for you to go in. So know the God of righteousness. Know Yahweh Tsidkenu in your life today. Probably one of the names of God that I learned first was Yahweh Jireh. I learned it as Jehovah Jireh, which is the next one. The Lord will provide. My dad taught me this one early on. My dad taught me that whenever you need something, you ask God, because God provides. And we find it in the Old Testament first, in Genesis chapter 22, when Abraham takes his only son Isaac up on the mountain to sacrifice him to God. And you got to remember in that story, and this is part of your homework, so I'm going to give you a clue into part of your homework this week. Maybe Ed ought to start having questionnaires with that too. You got to fill out and answer the questions in the process of your homework. But think about it. God promised Abraham to make him a mighty nation. And as he's nearing 100, He finally gives him a son. One. And then He asks him to sacrifice his son. And in worldly standards, that's how is that going to work? I don't understand that. But as you read the story, as you read the account, it's a real event. It happened. When you read the account, God was looking, are you willing to obey me? And He reveals Himself to Abraham that day as Yahweh or Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provided the sacrifice. When Abraham was obedient, God provided. And I love how Ed wanted us to look at 2 Peter 1:3. Because unless you think, well, that's just Old Testament stuff, let's step into the New Testament. Because it says that His divine power has given us everything we need for life and for godliness. He's giving us everything we need for this life. That's your food. That's your house. That's everything. Whether you need a spouse or not, He's given you what you need. He is the divine provider. Jehovah Jireh will provide what you need. It's who He is. And not only for this physical life, but He provides for godliness for you. Because all of us know we can't live a godly life on our own. Shoot, I can't even go a couple months without a donut. And I'm diabetic. Kind of bad for me. I did good Saturday because those cinnamon buns look mighty tasty. And I did not have one. Thank you. I tried to get some guys to eat them for me and tell me how good they were so I could live vicariously through them. Yeah, well, thanks, man. Appreciate that. But you know what? God's providing for me. He provides everything we need. I don't know what you need in your life today, but I'm telling you right now, God wants to provide what you need. And I don't know if it's physical, if it's spiritual, if it's mental, if it's emotional, but God will provide everything you need. Everything you and your family needs. Absolutely everything. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt it. He will provide it. The Lord provided a truck years ago for us when we needed a truck on the farm. A flatbed to haul our farm products. At the time, we couldn't find anybody. It had like a bug shield on the front. And Dad wanted to find somebody that would paint Jehovah Jireh across the front of that bug shield. Just so that we could prove, so we could show God provides. My dad taught me early on, you need to know Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide. It's who He is. It's part. You see, that's the great thing about these names of God. It's not just a part of Him. It's who He is. It's His character. I mean, we may think, oh, I'm a pretty good person, but some days I like to rip my neighbor's head off. See, God's not that way. God's always good. He never wants to rip my head off. And I do things that would make God want to rip my head off, I think. Because sometimes I can be a jerk. I'm working on it. God's doing it in my life. He's changing me. It's the character of who God is. It's the reality. God will provide. It's who He is. Yahweh Nisi is the next one. The Lord our banner. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, write this on a scroll as something to be remembered and make sure that Joshua hears it, because I will completely blot out the memory of Amalek from under the heaven. Moses built an altar and called it, the Lord is my banner, the one who will give victory in spiritual warfare. Do you know that story? You see, that in that account in the Old Testament, what happens is Moses tells Joshua, you go select some warriors and you go fight the Amalekites because they're coming after us. And he said, me and her and Aaron, we're going up to the top of the mountain and we're going to watch the battle from up on top of the mountain. And so Moses goes up and he stands on the mountain where he can overlook the valley and he can see the battle going on. And whenever Moses would raise his staff up in the air, the Israelite army would advance on the Amalekites and they would overtake them and they would be prevailing in the battle. And when Moses' arms got tired and he put his arms down, the Amalekites would then begin to overtake the Israelites and push them back. And the battle would go back and forth. So Aaron and Hur, they find a rock and they sit Moses down on the rock. And then they stand beside him and help him hold his arms up, because there was a spiritual battle. Oh, there was a physical battle down in the middle of the field, yes. But there was a spiritual battle that controlled that physical battle going on in the Israelites' life. And I'm telling you, in your life, you may be facing battles in this life, but I'm telling you, your battle is not in the physical. Your battle is in the spirit. And the Lord is our banner. The Lord is our banner who gives us the victory in our life. He's our rallying cry. And whenever we yield ourselves to God and we follow hard after Him, then the victory is won in our life in the name of our God, Yahweh Nisi, Jehovah Nisi, our God who brings the victory, the Lord, our banner. You're in a battle in your life. I'll guarantee it. For some, it may be more evident than others. But I can guarantee you, there's a spiritual battle going on in your life. And I can guarantee you, some people are waging war for others. And often when you're waging war for others, you need to remember that the Lord is our banner. And that He's going to bring victory. I love how whenever Moses' arms were raised up and holding his staff to the sky was when Israel would prevail. I think that's a lot of why we like to raise our hands in worship. Because we raise our hands in worship, God will prevail. Jehovah Nisi, Yahweh Nisi, the Lord our banner, the one who will give victory, spiritual victory in our life. You need to know He will give you that victory. Yahweh Shalom. Jehovah Shalom. Many of us recognize the word Shalom as peace. Yahweh Shalom means the Lord is peace. Isaiah 9:6 tells us, "For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Yahweh Shalom, He is the one who settles our mind and our heart and our soul in the face of chaos. Yahweh Shalom does not remove the chaos all the time. I think sometimes He does. But Yahweh Shalom settles our soul when we are in the chaos. Yahweh Shalom sees the turmoil around us and He says, "It's okay. I'm here. Trust me. I got this." Chaos. You ever face chaos in your life? I hate it when it comes at me from all different directions. I can usually pretty well deal in myself with one thing at a time. But if I'm working on fixing something in the shop, and then my dad brings something broken into the shop, and then my brother brings something broken in, or wants me to make a decision on this or that, all of a sudden the chaos in my life, and I start going, "Ah!" And I don't deal well with it. But I want to tell you this. Our God, Yahweh Shalom, is come into our life to bring us peace. Maybe you're fighting with your spouse. Maybe you're fighting with the school. Maybe you're fighting with your neighbors. Maybe there's just chaos all around you and people are saying nasty things about you. Whatever's going on around you, God can give you peace in the middle of that. You know what cracked me up as I thought about Yahweh Shalom? Whenever Jesus went walking on the water as the disciples were out in the middle of a storm, thinking their boat was going to sink, when they saw him, what did Peter say? I mean, my initial thought, if I'm Peter in the boat and I see Jesus coming, I would say, hey, calm it down out here a bit, we're going to die. But Peter says, hey, call me out there on the waves to you. And I think that's a great thing. Peter actually did it for a little bit. Because his eyes were on Jesus. And as his eyes were on Jesus, Yahweh Shalom was in control of Peter's life. And the storm that surrounded Peter as he stood on the water meant nothing. Until Peter looked at the storm. Because it says, when he saw the waves around him, he got afraid. See, Yahweh Shalom can bring peace to your life in the middle of that storm. Peace in whatever you're facing. Oh, you're still going to be there. There still might be craziness going on around you. But God's peace will rule your life. Last one I have for you this morning is Yahweh Gamola. Yahweh Gamola. The God of recompense, or our God will repay. Romans 12:19 tells us, do not take revenge, my friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. Our God is the one who will handle any retaliation that may be called for. How do you like that? Yeah. Great, isn't it? I'd like to do that, wouldn't I? I often used to joke around and say, you know what? But doesn't the Bible say that I'm the instrument of the Lord? Therefore, I can make revenge, right? No. Bible says God's in control. Look at who God is. His character says, I am Yahweh Gamola. I will repay if I need to repay. Somebody's done you dirt. Somebody's messed in your life. And if all you can think about is getting even, it's going to tear you to pieces inside. But when you say, okay, God, you deal with them. You are Yahweh Gamola. You are the one who will repay. I don't have to. You will repay. You will have the victory. Yahweh Gamola will make it right in His perfect timing and in His righteousness. We can look at so many other things in the Scripture about the names or the character of our God. This is just 10. Food for thought. Know your God. Know who He is. Know the power of Him in your life today.